With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today is the fourth and final day of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. But White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports President Biden says the U.S. and other negotiators are working hard to extend the truce.
At a weekend news conference, the president described the negotiations as a day-by-day, hour-by-hour process and said he would continue working until all hostages were free. Mr. Biden noted, however, that nothing is guaranteed. He welcomed the release of 4-year-old Abigail Idan, the first U.S. hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire.
17 hostages were released by Hamas yesterday. Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners yesterday. Police in Burlington, Vermont, announced the arrest of a 48-year-old man in the shootings of three young men of Palestinian descent. They were shot while heading to a family gathering near the University of Vermont campus Saturday evening. Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday afternoon. He'll be arraigned today. Burlington's police chief says two of the men are in stable condition. The other suffered much more serious injuries. Police say the three men were wearing black and white Palestinian keffiyeh scarves when they were shot, and it may have been a hate crime. Also at SRNnews.com, it's back to class today for public school students in Portland, Oregon. The state's largest school district announcing a tentative contract agreement with the teachers union. Teachers have been manning the picket line since the first of the month over issues of pay, class size, and teacher preparation time. The family of Rosalynn Carter is beginning 3 days of memorials today for the former First Lady and global humanitarian. She died 8 days ago, the age of 96. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 43 points. NASDAQ futures 22 points lower. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it tends to peak during election year when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates leading up to Election Day. This is SRN News. The dictionary people have chosen their word of the year.
The word is authentic, and in an age of deep fakes and artificial intelligence, Merriam-Webster editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says lookups of the word authentic were boosted to new heights throughout the year on the dictionary company's website. He says we see in 2023 a kind of crisis of authenticity. He says what we realize is that when we question authenticity, we value it even more. Sokolowski and his team don't delve into the reasons why people look up specific words. Rather, they chase the data on lookup spikes and world events that correlate. Authentic follows 2022's choice of the word gaslighting. I'm Donna Warder.
The Commerce Department releases its October snapshot of consumer spending and inflation on Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.